The Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Be yourself! Be amazing!
Now, I've been looking forward to this one for a long time. The Pauline Quirk Academy starting to, show their faces and show themselves off on Stray FM. Let's meet Kelly first. Kelly, hello.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm really going to explain, what the PQA is, the Pauline Quirk Academy, and then the agency side of stuff, which is what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. So PQA stands for the Pauline Quirk Academy, Pauline Quirk Academy of Performing Arts. We run every Saturday. And we teach children aged 4 to 18. My students are laughing at me right now. 4 to 18, we do musical theatre, comedy and drama, and film and television. So they get a really good wide range of the arts. And attached to PQA is our agency called Quirky Kids. It is exclusive to PQA students, and they get free representation from a casting agency. They go on auditions quite regularly, which is exciting for them, and they learn a lot from the auditions process just on its own. And then we've had some pretty exciting castings over the last couple of years too.
Yeah, which is what we're going to talk about now. So we'll come to Wiz first. Wiz, hello, young man. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
My first question, why the name Wiz? Where's that come from?
Oh, well, long
sorry, did you get asked that a lot? You rolled the eyes at me.
Well, it started off when I was born, and my cousin, we were very close, and she walked into the room, and my dad, asked her to say William, and she said Wiz. So
it stuck.
Yeah.
That's quite cute. It's a nice story.
I know.
So tell us about you. You've had some very exciting experiences through the PQA, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's been very, very fun, and I loved having the experience of, you know, going to auditions and having a great time.
One of those auditions, am I right in saying Game of Thrones?
Yes.
That's not bad at all, is it? That is impressive.
I know. I was quite happy when my mum was announcing to me. I was like, go on then, what is it? And she was like, it's Game of Thrones. And we were just like screaming, and we told everyone. It was like, oh!
And how was that experience doing the audition for Game of Thrones?
Well, it seemed very professional, and I was very nervous. Very nervous. I was like learning through my lines, just very scary.
We'll come back to chat more soon with you, Wiz. But our next budding star that we're going to meet is Sophia. Hello.
Hi.
Tell us about your story, because you've also been through some very exciting things, haven't you, recently?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, my first sort of, like, audition was for Dominic Bunt feature film called Bait, and I got the role in that as, I think it was Poppy, and it was really good because I got to meet, like, those are really nice people. And then I also did an audition not very long ago for The Worst Witch, and I got to the last two in that, and then I didn't get the part. But because I got to the last two, I had to go, like, to where it was actually filmed, and I met all the real characters, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, and you seem, and rightly so, very happy about the fact that you didn't get the part, but the experience, it was outstanding. I think it's fair to say this is just the start for the likes of you guys. So what do you want the dream to be? What is the dream, or what do you want the end game to be?
Well, when I'm older, I kind of want to be like a famous actress, and I really want to win an Oscar award.
All right, we're going to save this audio on file, so when it happens, we can play that back and embarrass you. All right, we'll get you back in the studio. And on the end there, introduce yourself, young man.
Hi, I'm Liam Shepherd.
Now, you, Liam, much like the other two, have had some very exciting stuff go on through Pauline Quirk Academy. Tell us about your story.
Well, we went to Blackpool, we filmed, I saw the Chocolate Brothers.
Who are legends, by the way.
Yeah.
Absolute legends.
I high-fived Gary Chuckle.
Wow.
My partner, who was also in the scene, was Mucky the Clown. He does circus tricks. I found it actually really fun because of the stage set and what you do. It's just really, like, imaginative. Like, you could do it all over again.
You've got the agency here supporting you. how do they support you? How do they help you fulfil this dream? What do they do for you?
Well, there's many, many opportunities. So they will give you, like, emails after emails and phone calls and texts and stuff. And they've all got, like, so many different opportunities for you to go for auditions.
Oh, did you hear that? That's the sound of a camera clicking. That's just the start. You know, that's just that's just training you for a future life with paparazzi following you.
I was just thinking, I was like...
You're being papped already.
I can hear her.
You're being papped already. anyone can answer this. What's the best bit about the audition process? What's the worst bit about the audition process?
Well, obviously the best bit is getting the part, and I like it when you, like, so you get to because when you learn your script, you get to do your part, and it's really nice when, like, you don't use your script and they're just there and they're smiling at you because... like they think you're good. But the worst part is possibly when you make a mistake and then they make you do it, like, over and over again, and you start, because when people do it over and over again, they normally eventually, it's called, like, over rehearsing, so sometimes they start to forget the parts and then they get all muddled up, and that's possibly the worst part.
But you're learning this at such an early stage, so you can avoid those mistakes and you can learn that, and the experience you're getting at such an early stage means you're going to go on to some fantastic things, surely. And we've got parents and grandparents watching this, so make sure you thank these lot when you are giving your Oscars acceptance speech. Yeah, round of applause, absolutely. Kelly, we'll come back to you. For people listening to this, parents thinking, yeah, my little one would be interested in that, or maybe they are, you're the child listening to this and thinking, yeah, I want a piece of that. What should they do? How do they find you? Where are you? What's the next stage?
Well, there's lots of different ways you can get in touch with us. If you use Facebook, we've got a very good Facebook page, and as well, you'll see pictures of the guys in the studio today up on the Facebook page. We are PQA Harrogate. Or you could look up the PQA website. It's www.pqacademy.com. If you go to the Academy locator and look for Harrogate, then my contact details will be on there.
And is the PQ Pauline Quirk the Pauline Quirk?
The Pauline Quirk.
Wow!
Yes, the fantastic comedy actress from Birds of a Feather, she's most known for. More recently, Broadchurch as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, that was, I've got, okay, we've got that name attached to it. You guys are clearly in safe hands.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for popping in. Pleasure to chat to you. And something tells me we'll be speaking to you again at some point, I hope.
Also, I have some other good news. That
Oh, yeah. Go on, then.
It's been the Pauline Quirk Academy 10th birthday.
It is indeed. Oh. Well done. It is this year. PQA will be 10 years old.
A decade.
A decade of being yourself.
Being amazing.
That's the note we'll end it on. Guys, thank you so much. We'll chat to you again soon. All the best.
Thank you.
We have been PQA Harrogate.
Thank you for listening.
Be yourself! Be amazing!
The Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate on Stray FM's Family Show.